This week's Parshas, Parshas Pekudei, we are culminating. We finished the book of Exodus, Sefer Shemot, and we spent a lot of time in the last number of weeks on the construction of the Mishkan, the construction of the building of the tabernacle. And so what's interesting is that we had a parsha, two parshiot that gave us the instructions, and then we then had two that talked about the actual actualization, the building of, which, you know, again, questions of like why so much time and so much ink is spent here on this. What's even more so is that we'll see that this day of the consecration is actually spoken of multiple times. Yom HaShmini, the eighth day, is brought up many times, not just here, but at the end of the parasha, after everything is said and done, we come to the culmination. And it says like this. It says, "V'liyachol Moshe lavo el ol moed ki shachan alav ha'anan uchvod Hashem aleh et ha'mishkan." Moshe could not enter the tabernacle, the ol moed, the tent of meeting, because the cloud had settled upon it, and the presence of Hashem filled the Mishkan. And so Hashem's presence was filled the Mishkan, to the tabernacle, and therefore Moshe could not enter. And then tells us that when the cloud was lifted, then they would travel Yisub bnei Yisrael b'chol masehem. Ba'alot ta'anan ma'al ha'mishkan Yisub bnei Yisrael b'chol masehem v'im lo ya'al ha'anan v'lo Yisu ad yom halato. But as the cloud did not move, it did not ascend, it didn't go up, then they couldn't travel until it did. Because ki anan Hashem al hamishkan yomam ve'esh tia laila bo le'nei kol beis Yisrael b'chol masehem. So the idea that this cloud of God was on the tabernacle during the day, and it became a fire in the nighttime, so that le'nei kol beis Yisrael, that they saw this, it was in view of them throughout their journeys. And that's how the book of Shemot, of Exodus, finishes. The question is like this: what's going on with this? What's the significance of the idea that when initially, after the finishing of, so the Torah explains that Moshe built the Mishkan, built it, and then took it down for 7 days in a row, and on the eighth day, question is, it sounds like Moshe built it that day, and there was a handoff, so to speak, to Aaron, his brother. And then at this point, the way the Torah is describing to us is that you have a situation of where Hashem's presence came so intensely that it actually prevented Moshe from being able to come, which is pretty unbelievable, because we know that Moshe was able to approach Mamad Har Sinai at the revelation on Mount Sinai, but here we see something very interesting. And then when we turn to the Haftorah, which records for us the culmination of the building of the Beis Hamikdash under King Solomon, under Shlomo Melech, so there also we find this phenomenon again, this idea that with the presence of Hashem comes into the Beis Hamikdash in such an intense way that it says, "V'lo yachlu hakonim lamod l'sharet b'mnei ha'anan, ki malei kvod Hashem et Beis Hashem." The Kohanim could not stand; they couldn't come into the Beis Hamikdash. They couldn't do their work because of the presence of God. The kvod Hashem filled the house of God. So this idea of a Mishkan or a Mikdash, the idea of the tabernacle, the temple, is a place of where we're able to experience a more intense presence of Hashem, and in a certain sense, at the point of the consecration of this first time when you're going to begin this process of having that place, the meeting place, of us being able to go to and experience Hashem's presence in a more intense fashion. So we see this phenomena that Hashem's presence comes in a way that doesn't allow us to be able to enter. Almost like what's interesting is that there's a tremendous parallel between the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan is where we learn about our laws of Shabbos, because we're going back to, in a sense, the creation of the world. That there's something going on with this process of building a Mishkan that gives us this connection to what went on at the beginning of creation. And so we know, it's explained to us, that before there was the world, Hashem's presence filled everything. And that Hashem, in a way, created a space and allowed the world to be. And in that space, we have what we experience as this world. And so there is this tension, or there's this balance that we have between Hashem's presence being very much palpable and something that we can experience, and then the idea of Hashem making space where we can actually experience an absence of God, and that allows us to have our ability to have free will. And so when we see the phenomena of this, you know, having the culmination and going like into like, you know, real life experiencing of having the Mishkan or a Mikdash, a temple type of scenario of God's presence being so much more finite or tangible for us to experience. So then the first thing that happens is almost like going back to the beginning before the world was created, of a place where there was no room for us to be. And then from there is like a withdrawal. And it almost because that's the way it's explained by the Mefarshim, is that God's presence then goes to the place of where above the ark by the Kruvim. And that's where Moshe would come and speak to God. And so the phenomenon, we see it not just once, but in the Haftarah by the story of the building of the temple. So that when we enter into this place, that it's actually taking us back to the beginning of time. An amazing idea that Hashem creates us, gives us a space, and that we're always going to now, in our experience of this world, we're always going to be going back and forth. We have a place where we can meet Hashem, but there's that tension of how much space is there, how much room are we given, and that at this moment in time, Hashem says, here, understand that there is that separation. There was a time when there was no place for us to be able to be, and then ultimately the world is created and gave us that space. And so too, we have that being, in a certain sense, recreated for us at the time of the temple and the tabernacle being completed and putting, you know, the finishing touches into going live, so to speak, so that we can experience all of its glory. Something to think about in terms of how we approach Hashem, even when we go to Davin, like a Shmona Esrei, when we come to have that meeting or to come and have that encounter, to understand that balance of having Hashem's presence very, very much tangible, as opposed to it being completely distant from us. But here we're describing the most intense possible experience of Hashem before we have that space that gives us the ability to kind of enter and be close to Him. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.